Think about the hot sun. It's beating down on you, and all of a sudden, here comes a cloud. You feel instant relief. There may be heat, but you're protected from it. As a Christian, you can be under the shadows of the Most High. Even when you're feeling the heat, in whatever circumstances, you can have God's perfect protection. Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland, and we're here today with a very special guest, Brother Keith Moore from Moore Life Ministries. We're very honored to have him here with us today because Keith brings a revelation insight into God's Word. And one of the things that we're talking about this week and next week is being in God's perfect protection. There's no more important time than today than to be in God's perfect protection. Whether it's for you, your family, your kids, whether they're off at school or off in Iraq, you know, serving in the military, or just down the street from you, you never want to be out of God's perfect protection. And so that's what we've been talking about last few days, mm-hmm. and it's really been good. We've talked about, you know, you have a part to play in this.
Right.
And now we're going to get into some of, you know, what God's part is. And, you know, it's in the Word of God, this is a covenant that we have. And in a covenant, both parties have responsibilities that they're supposed to fulfill. And so we're going to learn some more of those responsibilities as we go through this, mm-hmm. that we each have it. We each have a responsibility. You know, if you want to be blessed, there's responsibilities that we have,
right,
and responsibilities that God has due to this covenant that we have. If we want to walk in perfect protection, there's responsibilities we have and responsibilities that God has.
Mm-hmm.
And it may sound funny to some that God would have responsibilities, but it's the same in healing. It's the same in every part of this book, whether it's salvation, healing, prosperity, whatever it is, we both have responsibilities. And so, Brother Keith, if you just want to get right back into this, where we left off yesterday.
Absolutely.
And just start talking about, keep talking about the protection of God.
Yes, sir. You're talking about Godward side, manward side, responsibility. If God's going to do things for us that He's not able to do for other people, He has to be justified in it. And no matter what you think you believe, you can look around the world and see some people are spared tragedy while others are destroyed. And some people say, well, they were just lucky. Well, it wasn't their time. Well, this, well, that. Well, the fact remains, some people are spared, get another opportunity. Others, that's it, they're out of here. Well, if you believe in God, then you believe that He has the ability to protect and keep all of us. Well, if He's able to protect one where He's not able to protect another, and when I say not able, I don't mean He doesn't have the ability. He doesn't have the right to do it. What would give Him the right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, because that would sound foreign to a lot of people that
right.
God's God. What do you mean He wouldn't have the right?
Well, He's bound Himself, John, by His own word. People say, well, God can do anything. Not true. He can't lie. It's impossible for Him to lie. So if He has said something is going to operate a certain way, then He can't go back and override that. Because when He said it, He thought about the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It never has God needed to come back and say, oh, you know, I said that, you know, 100,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, and a lot's changed between now and then, so we're going to update that. Has never happened, never will. It was perfect when He said it. It'll be perfect throughout eternity. So He has bound Himself by His Word, and if He said, you do this, and I'll do this. Well, if we don't do what He told us to do and don't keep our part, He can't violate His Word. He can't ignore it and act like He never said it. And so if we ignore His Word, it doesn't give Him the legal right into our life to do what he wanted to do. And so if he's able to keep us and protect, let's say somebody was in a similar situation to ours. They died in a car crash. God spared us. We're still alive. He's got to have a good reason why. He's got to have a legal, justifiable reason why he kept us and why he didn't do something, you know, moving the other person's life.
Could have been as simple, you know, your parents praying for you. I know my parents prayed for me a lot. And I had a lot of other people around the world praying for me as well that God had put me on their heart to pray for. I had them tell me that. And I, you know, I kept my angels really busy, you know, wrecking cars and doing all that. And in some cases, I've been in car wrecks where I was in a vehicle with somebody that was killed.
Yeah.
Good person, good Christian.
Right.
And you, you know, if it was a family member.
Right.
And you sit there and you think, well, they're such a good Christian and such a good person and serving God.
Right.
Why did I live and they didn't?
Exactly.
And it, I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that any of us know the answer to that. I mean, I know God is, but there's got to be reasons for everything. With
the bottom line, John, is faith. Somebody, when God is able to intervene and spare a life where otherwise it wasn't spared, it's because he had a right to act. Somebody exercised some faith somewhere. Mm-hmm. Parents, grandparents, friends, praying in faith, not just praying, because, you know, you can pray in fear. Job was afraid his kids were messing up and their fears came on them. So worrying about your kids is actually being spiritually irresponsible. But if somebody exercised some faith on your behalf, it gave God a legal right to
you
do
know,
something.
You know Mom and Dad did.
Exactly.
I mean, they've preached about that where they had to roll the care of it
right
over on God because, you know, they're out preaching
right
around the world doing all that.
Yeah.
And every time they'd come home, you know, I had snuck a car out and wrecked it or wrecked a motorcycle or, you know, who knows what. And so they had to use faith to roll the care of it over on God.
Right.
And so that's good. I'm glad you shared that.
It really is true that the life and faith and actions of parents affect their children's lives. A lot of folk don't want to admit that and acknowledge that, but it's just a fact. One of the best favors you ever did your children and your children's children is to obey God all the way. It gives God rights into your family. I know Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, that I was able to serve under for a number of years. His son was in the military overseas. And he said one night in the middle of the night, the Lord just woke him straight up. And he just sat up. And, of course, it's a different time zone on the side of the world. He thought about his boy and said the Lord spoke to him and said, if you hadn't left your last church and obeyed me and done what I told you to do, they'd have brought your son back in a box. But because you obeyed me and you followed me, he'll come home. And he didn't know it, but at that same moment, they were out doing some things, and his vehicle that his son was in was skidding off the side of a mountain road. And they went back that next morning and saw the tire tracks go off the road. Next thing he knows, he's back on the road.
Wow.
Well, it was a miracle. It just happened like that. But what the father was showing Brother Hagin, I had a right to intervene in this situation. Because if your full commitment and your full obedience, and here's the key word, your faith in me. And so when people, parents, make the decisions to leave God, to backslide, to get away from God, or a whole nation, which is a serious thing that we're dealing with in our own country and other countries, we have a number of people who don't want God. They don't want God in their government. They don't want God in their schools.
You're taking them out of schools and look what's happened to them.
Right. They don't want God. Well, and yet, if something comes up, somebody's attacking us, they want God to protect them. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, God, I don't want you, but protect me. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. If you want God's protection, you just want God. You want His will. You want His plan. And so families that give God a bigger place in their life. Families that don't worry and get in fear, but actually get in faith and obey. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to give God a right to protect them and their kids and their grandkids and their extended family more than in other families. I know some people don't think that's fair, but it is fair. It is fair. God is faithful. If you're faithful to Him, He's faithful to you.
Yeah, that's right.
You take care of His, He's going to take care of yours. He's faithful.
That's good.
You know, we were talking about this in Psalm 91, about our part and His part. And on yesterday's broadcast, we know we read verse 2, Psalm 91, where we're to say, we're to confess, the Lord is my refuge. Mm-hmm. You say it out loud, Lord, You are my refuge. You are my fortress. My God, in You I will trust. In fact, let's say that. Everybody say it out loud right now as an act of faith, your confession. Say, I say.
Of the Lord.
You are my refuge.
You are my fortress.
You are my God.
I trust you.
We need to get this in us so strong, John, that anything that would come up to try to scare us or try to shake us, that ought to just roll out of us.
It should be a praise that's on our lips, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when you say that, it's a praise unto Him. I mean, it should continue. Every day should be on your lips.
Yeah, and you are releasing your faith for His protection. But something comes, let's say you see a car swerving out of control in front of you. You see a storm, trying to head toward your house or whatever. That ought to just come out of you. God's my protector. God's my fortress. He takes care of me. Not I'm scared, people actually use the Lord's name in vain. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Well, they're not talking to Him. They're not talking about Him. It's just all fear.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You need to say, oh, my God, You are my refuge. You are my fortress. You protect me. And you saying it, decreeing it, gives Him a right. We're talking about rights. It gives Him a right to do it.
Now, the only way that's going to come out of your mouth in that instant.
Right.
If you have to stop, take time to think about it, could be too late.
Well, whatever's in you, the strongest, John, is going to come out.
So if this is going in your spirit,
yeah,
you're putting it in there.
Right.
You're saying it with your mouth.
Yeah.
When that's in your spirit, that's what's going to come out.
Yeah.
Without you having to sit there and think about, now, what was that scripture?
What was I supposed to say?
Yeah. What am I supposed to say at this time?
And see, the thing is, it's not just what you could remember to say by rote that's going to matter anyway. It's not just words coming out of your mouth that makes the difference. Faith is not just words. It's what you believe inside you, what's real to you. And out of the abundance of the heart, it's going to come out.
Yeah, you know, we have to listen to flight safety, which I know you go to flight safety.
Yeah.
Flight training, just to recurrent and stay,
sure,
stay sharp.
Yeah.
We have to listen to and study crashes that have happened in the past.
Right.
You know, airliner crashes. And I know one I can remember was one in Cali, Colombia.
Yeah.
That crashed.
I remember that.
And it's amazing when you look at the transcripts of those pilots talking and co-pilots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How many times the last word said was God's name in vain?
I know it.
And I bet if you had asked that person in a conversation before that ever happened,
yeah,
would you want to be saying GD right before you die?
Oh, no.
And they would say, that'd be the last thing you'd want,
yeah,
to say. But you know what? That's what they said.
That's what.
Right before the instant,
yeah,
right when they saw that their death was imminent.
Yeah.
That's what popped out.
Right.
And that's not what you want popping out.
When the pressure's on, you're not just thinking. It's not just rational and logic now. It's just whatever's really in you comes out. And I've heard your mom and your dad say this year after year after year, get in the Word, get in the Word, get it in you, feed on it daily. And it's not just a rote saying. In order for it to change your life, for you to become a doer of it, you got to do that. You got to put it in your ear. It's kind of like this. I mean, your car, your gas tank. If you didn't even have a gas gauge, you could know whether it was full or not just by getting out there, putting a nozzle in there, and pumping it. You say, well, I don't know if it's full or not. Keep pumping. Well, is it full now? I don't know. Keep pumping. When you get it full, it's going to start spitting out the mouth of that thing. And that's exactly with us. You put the nozzle of the Word in your ear. You keep pumping it in there. Well, am I full yet? Keep pumping. When you get full, it's going to start coming out of your mouth without you thinking.
And if you do it every day before you go to work, or whenever, if you do it every day, then you know you'll never run out of gas.
You're going to get full. And the thing is, the time people, you know, if people had a schedule for accidents and attacks, it'd be great. But they don't. That's the problem about them. You don't know when these kind of things would come up. Nobody knew that 9/11 was going to happen on 9/11. And so you can't say, well, I'm going to get ready 2 weeks prior to that date. You can't do that. So what you have to do is feed on the Word, walk with the Lord daily. Get this stuff settled in you now, beforehand. And so when something, if something does come up, then it'll just come out of you. You'll just jump up and you'll say, God's my protector. God's my fortress. I trust in Him. It may come, it may happen to 1,000 on this side and 10,000 over here, but it won't touch me. You'll be bold. You'll decree it. And that is faith. And that gives God a legal right to manifest His power in you and protect your life.
Wow. And it's really not real complicated.
It's not.
It?
It's not.
We make it that way a lot of times, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we do that, then God, like here it says, He will set His wings over us.
Yeah.
So he it's like a mama with her chicks, bird with her chicks, brings them in close if there's danger or protection, and you're nestled in that. Can you talk about that?
That's the exact illustration that the Word uses, that Jesus used Himself to describe how He protects. We said there's a manward side, a Godward side. We read our part. We confess, we decree, God's my protector. And He said, verse 3, when you do that, when you say that, surely He will deliver you from the snare, the trap of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. If you will decree and say, God is my refuge and my fortress, my protector, surely God will do His part. He will protect you. And verse 4 describes how He will do it. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. When you stand up, oh, it's a beautiful picture. When you stand up, maybe something's trying to crash down on you, something's trying to take your life, destroy you, and instead of cussing, instead of saying something stupid, instead of just coming apart, you stand up, you say, God's my fortress. God's my protector. God's my deliverer. Then the Bible says God comes over you and puts His wings of protection over you. It's the Word of God. He said He would do it.
Can you see that eagle in and just protecting?
Covering over. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing about it, I didn't see this until I was teaching on this, but the Bible said, you know, that Satan, as a roaring lion, he goes about seeking whom he may devour. And you know, the devil is always trying to incite and instill fear. But there's two words in that phrase that really are enlightening. The devil, he's going about as a roaring lion, as the top predator, ferocious, loud, scary. But he's seeking, that means he's got to find you first, whom he may. So some he may not, if he can find them. And it's true in the wild. The predator has to find the prey first. And the Lord brought to my attention, He said, did you notice when the mother hen, the mother eagle covers over the young? He said, you can't even see them. You can't see them. And He said, when I cover you with my protection, you're in faith and I cover you. He said, the enemy can't even see you. He can't even find you. Therefore, you can be standing right out in the open, but he can't see you. He loses sight of you because it's a spiritual protection. And I was reminded of Jesus. You remember Jesus at times in crowds where people want to kill him. They're trying to kill him right there, and he just walked through the crowd.
No, they couldn't see him.
They couldn't see him. He's right there. They're going to grab him and throw him off the cliff. Next thing they know, where is he? He's right there. They can't see.
He is walking under God's protection.
Exactly. The Bible describes it. John, there's a couple of scriptures that are very tremendous in this area. In Isaiah 31, the Amplified said, like birds hovering, the Lord of hosts will defend Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. The Lord Almighty will hover over as a bird hovers over its nest. Isaiah, the same book, but the fourth chapter, it says, over all the glory shall be a canopy, a defense of divine love and protection. The English version says, God's glory will cover and protect the whole city. There's this, long before the days of Star Trek, God had a force field. God has a you can't see it with the eye, but you remember when God performed the signs and wonders in Egypt, and his people lived in Goshen. Well, these plagues would sweep through the land of Egypt, kill cows, kill livestock, kill everything. But when it got to the border, which is just like a state border of Texas and Louisiana or something, there's nothing there, a sign maybe, but it would hit something. It would come up against something it couldn't penetrate. When it was pitch dark in Egypt, the sun is shining across the state line, or county line in Goshen, because of this canopy. This is glorious. This canopy of protection. And when a man, a woman, a family stands up and declares faith in God as their protector, he puts that canopy over. And that's why it goes on to say, I mean, 1,000 could fall right beside you, 10,000 on the other hand, but it won't happen to you. Why? It can't penetrate that canopy.
We've had several partners over the years when the storms come.
Yeah.
You know, we teach them that you don't have to just stand there and take it. You speak to that storm.
Right.
And time after time, we've heard where, you know, it hit this side, the tornado hit this side, and it hit this side.
Yeah.
But we were untouched.
Right.
Hopped over.
Yeah.
Went around.
I've seen it.
Gone back up in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Standing up in the front seat of the car, which tells you how long ago that was, you know, before car seats and seat belts were being used. And I saw Dad confess to it. There was a funnel cloud came down, and he spoke to that thing and commanded it to go back up.
Yep.
And went right back up.
Back up.
And I remember that really just stuck in my mind to this day.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have to take the things that just come, but we can speak to them and control them.
That's right.
And you do that by being in the perfect will of God. You do that by having this in your spirit. So when you need it, you speak to it, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, don't go anywhere, because we're going to come back here in just a moment.
No matter where you are in life, no matter the physical realities that surround you, every believer has access to a secret place of complete refuge under His shadow.
You're protected, and He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep you in all of your ways.
In the CD series, Under His Shadow, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provide the teaching every believer needs in order to get to this safe haven.
Under this shadow of refuge, you have to hold your place there. And you have to hold your place there by faith.
Invest time in this teaching and learn that Psalm 91 is for you. Your salvation includes prosperity, healing, and protection. And when you order the Under His Shadow CD series, Kenneth and Gloria will also send you 6 scripture cards that focus on the refuge and safety you'll find in this secret place. God's protection is tangible, and it is yours when you reside under His shadow.
To order Under His Shadow, accompanied by a set of faith-building scripture cards, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is available on CD for only $15. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copies of Under His Shadow to share with family and friends. Order today.
Under His Shadow. We must know what the Word of God says about our safety. In this series, Mom and Dad define terrorism. They teach us how to stop fear from paralyzing us. And they also preach these messages because they want to save our lives. They're interested in our well-being. And if you order that, we want to throw in this scripture package. It's got Psalm 91 and several other scriptures. There's five different cards here that you can carry in your pocket. You can stick them in your purse. Men and women in armed services and law enforcement particularly need to have these in their spirit. And a good way to do that is you can carry these with you, and you can confess these throughout the day. You can repeat these until they get down in your spirit. And so that you, when the time comes, those things will just come out. And so you order that package, we want to send you those cards as well. And also I want to tell you about Brother Keith is offering. It's a 12 CD series that he's offering online for a download. You have a free download, and it's somewhere around 12 hours of teaching on protection. And so you need to receive that gift that he's sending you today. You can just go to our website, and you'll see it right there. You download those MP3s, listen to it on your iPod or your audio players or on your computer. Burn it to disk, whatever you want to do. Go out there and also take that and email it to any of your friends who may need that, or your family members, any of the people or family that are overseas in the armed forces. Send them that, because it's vitally important that we each understand where we should be when it comes to protection, how to be under that covering, under those wings of God, where the devourer can't see us, the devourer can't find us. And he's going around seeking who he may devour, mm-hmm. which means some of us may not be devoured. And we want to be of that group who may not be devoured.
Right.
And so, Brother Keith, tell me this series. What prompted you to do this series, the Psalm 91 series?
Well, you know, the scripture says that we live in perilous times, and that evil seducers and the wicked are going to get worse and worse. We might like to believe that we can stand and believe God and this world's going to become safer, but Scripture says it's not. It's going to get worse in the world. And so since we can't keep the world from being unsafe, what can we do? We can be protected. We can be covered in an unsafe, perilous world. And so what's our part? We begin to focus on it. I think we really need to get these things built into us for our future, so that we're ready no matter what may happen.
No matter what happens.
Right. We're prepared.
Yeah, and you know what? That becomes a witness to people when they see things around you destroyed, but not your house,
yeah.
not your life. So come join us tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about how to not live in fear. This is Keith Moore and John Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of the open door. Take hold of God's promises and walk through His open door of the blessing this year. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to watch the Believer's Voice of Victory online, visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When something comes up and the feelings of fear come, it is make or break. Whether you live or die can be determined by what you choose to do and focus on and say in the next few seconds.
Yes.
It really is that serious.